This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
There's an interesting dynamic happening here as a change has been made. And Yuzette has moved to middays here on Alice. She'll be starting on Monday. As we talked about the origami fortune-telling device, I thought, oh, the kids have never heard that. And then you just said the reference to Monty Python, and I looked over, and the kids didn't acknowledge that either. And I thought, completely the other room has no idea about a lot of the things we mentioned.
You know what, though? They're the A-team. We have a lot of, we have no idea about a lot of the things they're going to mention.
It'll be good.
Yeah, they're going to learn what it's like to be old, and we're going to remember what it was like to be young. It's going to be good. It's like a symbiotic relationship. And Bryn's right in the middle of everybody.
I am. That's right.
Fortune-telling paper?
Yeah.
With dots on it? I posted
they,
it, by the
familiar,
way.
You right? Yeah, they did. They did know about
after
it.
After you made it, he goes, oh, I know that thing.
Yeah, I made
he
one.
He knows what it is.
Oh, then he picked the one good thing that was on there.
All my dreams are coming true, right?
All your dreams are going to come true.
It's amazing.
Yeah. I forget how you're supposed to count it. I think you're supposed to spell out the name of the color, and then they pick a number, you count that number, and then the second number they pick.
Someone here is calling it a cootie catcher.
Cootie catcher?
I don't get it.
Oh, like to talk a kid out of having the cooties?
I don't know. Something? I don't understand. It's called a cootie catcher.
It's how you get boys to gather around you when you're a little girl.
Hey? That there's no question. That's how that works.
I'll tell your fortune if you come over here and stand with me.
You bet.
Cooties. Anyway, that was full as this hour's code word. 8K, 9K a day. How could I possibly say 8K a day when it's fully 9K a day? So we'll do it eight more times. Every hour there's a new code word for you. Full on. All the way across the sky. What does it mean? Oh my God, I love this guy so much. Sometimes if I don't feel well or I'm unhappy, rather than go and eat a blizzard behind the Dairy Queen, or whatever, the McDonald's, I put this on. It just makes me so happy. This guy's like pure happiness.
Now you can join him. Mushrooms are legal.
Yeah. Now I need mushrooms and a rainbow, and I'm all set.
Someone's asking where the mushroom store is. It's not on 41st. I'm not going to tell you where.
Yeah.
But
where's that? Just swing by there.
There's
on my way
home. There's a mushroom
store
that I've passed a million times, and I keep thinking, I don't get it.
Maybe in the past it was just like you could go get shiitakes there or something.
No.
Now
they've advertised on the window.
Magic.
So they knew this vote was coming.
Yeah.
The one I reported in
so
our
last newsbreak.
So
it's fairly new or not new?
Fairly new.
Okay.
Fairly new.
Yeah. Hey, come back and play the theme from Survivor.
I'm
about
to
do a Survivor story right now. I want to hear my... There we go. They have been mixing up the Survivor thing the last few seasons. It seems like they've...
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they juiced it up a little bit. They'll probably do something really special for the 40th season, which is kicking off in 13 days. 2 weeks from yesterday. The 12th, I think, is the start date.
Good.
Jeff Probst is talking about it. And, you know, we talked yesterday, you and I think off air, about why Cochran wasn't on this time.
The article that I saw was, who was Jeff Probst, who does Jeff Probst feel like is missing from this new all-star edition? And he went straight to Cochran.
Yeah.
And then I read another article this morning, which maybe you're about to quote.
I probably am, right.
Because we'd already talked about that.
Right.
I brought it up, actually.
And he confirmed 100%
exactly
what he said. That guy wouldn't fly on today's Survivor.
He shouldn't have flown then. And that is the controversy that Survivor found itself in. Tell the story.
Survivor superfans have pointed out that the one particular winner missing from Survivor Winners at War is Richard Hatch. Richard Hatch won the first season in the year 2000. And as this whole thing unfolded this year, where there was some inappropriate touching and some just people made to feel uncomfortable on the show, we were talking about Richard Hatch and how this guy was not only just naked from the beginning, like, and made no bones about it, no matter how uncomfortable people were around him, the show didn't see anything wrong with, well, you're on an island. I guess everyone takes off their clothes. When he came back for an All-Stars, I want to say Susan, also from the first season, wound up leaving because he, like, pushed his junk up against her.
Yep.
And
she left the next day.
She was made to feel uncomfortable, and you know who left? She did.
Right.
Which is really not the way that that should have gone down. She should have been able to play the game unmolested. So, basically...
And I don't disagree. I should say, you know, here we are. It's easy in retrospect to say they should have done something or whatever. I get it. There's a lot of us behaved one way, maybe, you know, 30 years ago that we wouldn't today.
Right.
And you hear even comedians saying, the material I did then, I wouldn't do now.
Even the stuff we did on the air.
Right. So there's a lot of changes have been made. But in particular, as Survivor is trying to come off very, like...
PC.
This is a gaping hole in their resume.
It is.
For having protected women's rights.
Well, and not protected them. I mean, it's, you know, that they're... So, of course, Jeff Probst has been asked, why isn't Richard Hatch on there? And he said... Given his history on our show, it did not seem appropriate.
Right.
Which is really all he's saying about it. He says, we were in a different time and different culture back then. We would never have let him run a challenge naked now. Looking back on it, it just didn't seem to fit. It's not a slam against Richard Hatch. He's just being Richard Hatch. He said, I didn't feel comfortable having him out on the show and representing a show that is for families. And they said, let's see. Yeah, they're going back to that Survivor All-Star where he pushes junk up against her. He denies it. And the show's like, deny it all you want, we're not having you back.
Right.
So it starts in 2 weeks, and it's only going to be the nice competitors.
Well, his tactic was to make people uncomfortable.
And he did, and that worked for him. He won.
Mm-hmm.
He won the second time, but he won the first time. Ozzy Osbourne... shows his own amputations in an anti-decline PETA ad.
What?
Yep.
He has amputations?
He has some stumpy fingers.
From that the staph infection that he was hospitalized with?
Let me see exactly what it's from here.
Because he was, I believe, in the hospital for staph, and it had to do with his fingers.
You know, they're saying he nearly lost some of his fingers.
Okay.
Maybe what they did was make it look... I mean, they can do anything they want in a print ad, right? But basically, let's see. In a new campaign for the animal rights organization, PETA, he shows the bloody stumps of his fingers to decry decline cats.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not real at all.
Yeah, when cats are declawed, not only are the claws getting amputated, but parts of the toe where they grow from. And as a result, it can cause nerve damage, infection, and pain. According to vets, the experience is like cutting off the end of a human finger, which is what Ozzy's showing in the ad. Declawed cats have to relearn how to walk because of the impaired balance. They're more likely to bite as a means of self-protection because they've lost their first defense mechanism. The message was personal for Ozzy, who nearly lost some of his own fingers in late 2018 as a result of the infection.
Mm. Amputating a cat's toes is twisted and wrong. If your couch is more important to you than your cat's health and happiness, you don't deserve to have an animal. Get cats a scratching post. Don't mutilate them for life.
You're also, you know, when you cut a cat's claws, you are making them a house cat.
Mm-hmm.
They can't go outside. They have no defense.
Right.
Oh, boy, yeah. Every single one of his...
Yeah, that's...
His claws is cut off.
That's Photoshopped, yeah. I think.
Instead of declawing, they say you can trim their your cat's nails by buying them scratching posts, and they can shed the outer claw sheath and stretch. It's pretty gruesome. So it is just Photoshop, but it is still a dude with bloody stumps for fingers.
Right.
But good for Ozzy for...
I thought you were saying for real.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like there. As I skimmed the story earlier, I saw infections, stumps. Went, oh, this is going to be a good one. It's a guy named Ari Shaffer, or Shaffir, maybe. Ari Shaffir.
Shaffir.
He's a stand-up comic.
All right.
And people are super mad at him.
Well, what did he do?
Well, he made some jokes about Kobe Bryant. Well, and not even really jokes. What he did was say, yeah, this guy was a rapist.
Oh, okay. Well, we've had, you know, people have texted that in as if that's an important mention after this guy's, you know, passing. I guess some people feel it's important to say.
The day Kobe died, this guy, Ari Shaffir, tweeted a selfie video saying, Kobe Bryant died 23 years too late today. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers. What a great day. So,
wow.
Pretty vile.
Yeah.
Then he posted another video later saying Kobe's death was a good story because the guy got away with rape. Then he deleted it, but by then the damage was done. And it looks like some people started calling in death threats to the club where he was supposed to perform.
Wow.
This was a, let's see, a comedy club in New York City. I'm not seeing the name of it. It might just be called the New York Comedy Club. He was supposed to perform Tuesday at 9:15. The club was forced to call the cops after getting multiple phoned-in threats. Someone called threatening to shoot up the place because a comedian scheduled to perform there made a vile joke about Kobe. The caller didn't mention Ari Shaffir by name, but it's no secret that he did stir up some stuff and he was performing that night. So they, law enforcement sources say the shows were canceled by the club due to numerous threatening calls. Shaffir has also been dropped by his talent agency after the Instagram video.
Whoops.
Yep. About 25 minutes before this guy's set time is when all the threats came in. Kobe fans will not have it. There's a Big Lebowski spinoff. It's called The Jesus Rolls. We've talked about this a little bit. John Turturro stars as Jesus, or possibly Jesus. I don't know. It's been so long since I saw the Big Lebowski that I don't really remember much of it at all. If I'm going to watch this one, I'll have to watch Big Lebowski again. It's coming out February 28th, which is right around the corner. The film sees John Turturro reprising his role as the dude's bowling nemesis, Jesus Quintana.
All right.
And features Bobby Cannavale, Audrey Tautou joining as the film's main characters. They don't say anything about, I don't have a full casting thing here, but he's calling out a few other people that were in the other one. Back in June, John Turturro described the film as a bit of a racy movie. It's basically an exploration of Jesus getting out of jail.
Mm.
So, if you were a Big Lebowski fan, and there are people out there who love the Big Lebowski, like they reference it all the time. And
I remember liking it, but yeah. I couldn't quote anything from it.
Mm-mm. But people do. You know?
Okay.
The dude. Jessica Simpson has a book coming out, or maybe it came out this past Tuesday, and as people are going through it, I thought you'd like this nugget.
Okay.
She denies rumors that she hooked up with Johnny Knoxville while married to Nick Lachey.
I was dying to know if she would address the stories that came out about Dukes of Hazzard.
Mm.
That's it. And who's the other guy? There's two dudes. Is it Sean? What's that guy's name?
I'm not seeing it.
Preston Scott or something like that. Sean Livingston.
Oh,
Scott.
Right. He's the guy who was Stifler. Sean.
Is that the other guy in the Dukes? Anyway, there's a lot of rumors about that. So go on.
Well, she does continue to deny it.
Oh, okay.
But
well, good
she
for
does
her.
Say she wanted him bad. She says, it was like Johnny and I were prison pen pals, two people who wanted so much to be with each other but were kept apart by their respective spouses. This is her new book. It's called Open Book.
Do you think they did 4th. It? February 4th. Okay.
Yeah, they definitely did it.
I agree.
Simpson
Sean
and Knoxville.
William Scott.
Sean William Scott.
Simpson and Knoxville were rumored to have had a fling in 05 right as her marriage to Nick Lachey was falling apart. There was something Nick wanted from me that I no longer had, an emptiness I couldn't fill. She admits she began flirting with him.
Johnny.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Johnny, for those of you who aren't fans, I understand why, and that's fine. But to me, that's my kind of guy right there. I like him a lot. He's funny, and he's injured.
That's one way of putting it.
He's so broken.
Mm. She's saying basically that she had a better emotional connection with Knoxville than with her husband. Let me see. I can't see if they... Let me read you this. It's funny, I know, because I place such an emphasis on sex by not having it before marriage. And after I actually had sex, I understood the emotional part was what mattered. And Johnny and I had that, which seemed far more of a betrayal to my marriage than sex. So she's still saying she didn't have sex with him.
Mm-hmm.
As Simpson and Knoxville grew closer, she and Lachey drifted further apart. Eventually appearing together for their MTV reality show, Newlyweds became a tough task. Constantly seeing Lachey's name linked to other women didn't help either. There were so many tabloid stories about Nick and strip clubs or tracking the girls. I just didn't know what to believe. Did he feel caught in this marriage? He kept putting himself in situations where he could be so easily accused of cheating. I was supposed to stay home and be Betty Crocker? Which sort of sounds like an admission. I don't know.
I can understand why she wouldn't admit it. You know, I do think when you do these tell-all books, you do find yourself, they must find themselves in a position where she's like, I could tell my truth, but it will undo the truth he's probably told to a wife, kids, and more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hard thing to write. You're not alone in your life.
Right. So that's what I mean. She may have found herself realizing, like, if I tell my truth, it really...
That guy's still alive.
It does him dirty.
That's why writing a memoir should happen when you're old enough to have a whole life of memoirs. You know, how many right. are we going to see from her over the years? Some of the stuff that came out last week when we were talking about this was that she says she was abused by a female cousin, I think, and that she was self-medicating with pills and alcohol mm-hmm. and had been up until like 2000. In fact, one of the things she said was she knew she had a problem. I mean, she probably knew she had a problem before this, but she first admitted to herself that she had a problem when she was so wasted she couldn't get her kids dressed for Halloween.
Oh, the kids were in the picture at that point.
This was... You know, 2017, when she finally went, I have to stop.
Heavy.
Yeah. Billie Eilish is going to perform at the 2020 Oscars. So does that... These are the 2020 Oscars, right? It's for films that came out in 2019, but...
That's...
Earlier this month, it was confirmed she'll perform the title song to the upcoming James Bond film, No Time to Die. She wrote the song with her older brother, Phineas, her collaborator. She's the youngest artist in history to write and record a Bond theme song. That song would be a contender for Best Original Song at the 93rd Annual Academy Awards. Could be. Two Bond songs have won in that category, both in the last decade, Adele and Sam Smith. But it's looking like she's going to perform this year. And this isn't the first time that they've grabbed someone who was big at the Grammys to, like, hey, come on over.
Right.
That's good. Everyone liked that.
So I don't know what she's going to perform. Maybe, is that song already written and recorded? The one for the No Time to Die?
I haven't heard it yet.
Yeah, I haven't either. Maybe she'll debut it there. Kevin Federline's in the news. People don't like him.
Well.
The quote is, Britney Spears' ex is not good and nobody thinks he's cool anymore. I can't even remember a time when they did. He's charging $15,000 to DJ in Vegas. I guess he's really well known there. Like... He bounces around club to club.
Okay.
I think, doesn't she have like a home base there because of her, I don't know if she still does, but she was performing there for a long time. And, you know, they have kids.
Probably.
In common.
I mean, I don't know.
They call him one of the most recognizable names and faces in Vegas, but nobody wants to pay his $15,000 fee anymore. He's not that good and no one thinks he's cool anymore, says a source. It used to be a novelty to hire Britney's ex as your DJ, and that's worn off. He's 41. And he looks like everyone's dad these days. That does not play well in a hot Vegas club, and the promoters know it. God, they're mean.
Well, he's gotten away with a lot.
He has, and he has six kids. So that's fun. I think he just got awarded like 70% custody of the kids he has with Britney because she's a mess. I'll take them most of the time. You're busy. And Hailey Bieber has crooked pinky fingers. Can you pull up the picture? I can't believe I'm actually going to get to this. Hailey Bieber has crooked pinky. You guys, listen. The internet's going crazy over this.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
Can you
I'm
please
listening
pull up-
to James, the James Bond song, actually.
Oh, it is.
Oh, you found it.
It's in the commercial, it seems.
Weirdly, him being sort of a darker version of Bond, it almost fits.
It's
not a great song, but it definitely fits how he is.
Well, they've done a good job with the trailer. I mean, so can you put that at the Radio Alice Facebook page?
Sure.
Or the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Sarah
whatever
and Vinny Facebook
Thank
page.
Thank you, whatever
you got
it is.
It, dude.
All right. Back to Crooked Pinky Fingers.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing.
All right.
I don't think it's called something else. I don't
I
know.
Have them too.
No, no. Hers are like she really can't straighten them. I don't know if it's that Viking.
Oh, straighten them this way.
No, they're like that. Take a look. They sort of crook. Like the nail is facing outward and the fingers sort of, she can't straighten it or something.
All right. I don't. I wouldn't have noticed unless you told me.
I know. But people are apparently examining every photo of her and they notice that her fingers are crooked.
Oh, gross. She's disgusting.
Yeah, she's faced some ridicule over it. So she hit up her Instagram story to inform the ignorant. But she's got a sense of humor about
it. So bogus.
She said, okay, let's get into the pinky conversation because I've made fun of myself forever about this. So I might as well just tell everyone why they're so crooked and scary. She says she has a genetic condition called ectrodactyly, which is also known as split hand or cleft hand. She said, so people can stop asking me, WTF is wrong with her pinky fingers. Here's what's wrong, lol. So in conclusion, please stop roasting me about my pinky fingers.
Well, good for her. I mean, there's a person who's like, let me look in the mirror. I'm gorgeous.
Yeah.
I have money. I have a great...
It turns out I'm not perfect. I have crooked pinky fingers. So, but the thing is, she actually has a pretty mild case of this because if you look online at
pictures
of this, it can be pretty gnarly.
Well,
so she's got a little
I'll take her
fingers.
Deal in
Her
life.
Hands are actually beautiful.
She looks like she's got it pretty good, doesn't
yeah.
she?
I think she's going to be all right, you guys. Crooked pinky fingers or no. All right, Vincent, what's coming up?
Is it wrong?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course it is.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.